Trump officials quietly brace for Iran war to extend into September. President Trump has continued to publicly downplay the duration of the U.S.-Iran war, even as private assessments from his administration suggest the fighting could extend into September. The conflict has already halted oil tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, sent average gas prices climbing to $3.72 per gallon, and driven Brent crude up more than 40% since late February. While Trump told PBS that Americans were paying only a small price in higher fuel costs, he predicted oil prices would fall sharply once the war ended. Privately, officials acknowledge a far longer timeline than Trump's earlier public claims of 4 or 5 weeks. Sources told Axios that the war could bleed into the fall, just weeks before the midterm elections, where Republicans are vulnerable if high energy prices persist. A Daily Mail and JL Partners poll shows most Americans oppose the conflict, and some party leaders warn that extended fighting, coupled with expensive fuel, could spell electoral disaster. Since the war began with U.S. and Israeli strikes on the 28th of February, 13 American troops have been killed and 200 injured, while Iran reports over 1,300 dead and Israel counts 12 fatalities. The U.S. has targeted Iran's critical Karg Island, responsible for about 90% of its oil exports, while deliberately sparing key pipelines to avoid years of reconstruction. Trump has openly stated he would strike the island again if necessary, even as he tries to balance military pressure with concerns about global economic fallout. The president's shifting statements, reluctance to define the war's length, and warnings from figures such as Senator Rand Paul underscore the political and economic risks of a conflict that could still be raging at the height of campaign season.